Yeah, we're happy to be back here. It's been 2 years. Unfortunately, we weren't able to practice for like a year. So you're going to hear a lot of repeats, but hopefully you might have forgotten those after 2 years. It's good to forget bad memories, maybe. I don't know. So hit it, Toby. Like we're singing to one person, Jackson. Everyone else is like on the sides.
One of these days I'm gonna take a vacation on a calm and a peaceful shore, and I'll put my feet in those crystal waters and I won't have to work anymore. 'Cause my burdens got a little heavy, and I can't stand up all alone. I'm gonna lay my head down on one strong shoulder, 'cause I can't stand up alone. No, you can't stand up all by yourself. You can't stand up alone,
my Lord. Well,
you need the touch of a mighty hand. You can't stand up alone.
No, you
can't stand up alone.
Do, 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 do.
Trouble, I've seen trouble
do,
all
do,
around my door.
Do,
go on away and leave me, old man, trouble, 'cause I can't stand up alone.
No,
you can't stand up alone.
My Lord,
well, you need the touch of a mighty hand. You can't stand up alone.
No, you
can't stand up alone. Stand up. You can't stand up. You can't stand up. You can't stand up.
Well, I heard a voice sound like thunder. And a light around me showed.
Can't stand up.
And said, child, get up. And grab hold of my hand. Cause
you can't stand up
alone.
You can't stand up.
No, you can't stand up
all by yourself. You can't stand up alone.
My Lord,
well, you need the touch of a mighty hand. You can't stand up alone.
No,
you can't stand up alone.
That's why I say you can't stand up all by yourself.
You can't stand up alone.
Well, you need
the touch of a mighty hand. You can't stand up alone.
No, you
can't stand up alone.
This is a song I wrote about my wife's grandpa's brother, which was apparently requested by someone here, so I'm not sure who. He died just a couple years ago, shortly before COVID, and I got the privilege of singing this at his funeral. It was Ralph Whitmer is his name, and he was lived in Eastern Ohio, and he ran a bunch of businesses and things, and he said one of his phrases that he loved to say was, "Well, if you took everything away and gave me a sandwich and a tree to sit under, I think I'd be all right." So, I thought that was just a great phrase. So I kind of wrote this song based on that idea of, like, just being happy with what we have and simplicity. This is one we did last night, if you were there, that I wrote about parenting. So, and there's this moment when your kids are born that you're like, okay, I'm gonna know how to parent now. And then you realize quickly that it's not just this magical thing that happens necessarily. It takes a lot of work, and you kind of grow up with your kids in many ways. So I have three young boys. Hearing the shriek over there was fitting with what my wife is probably going through right now in Ohio. But this kind of sums up for me a little bit of the joy and questions and wrestling with doing the right thing as a parent, because we all want the best for our kids and we try to do the best, but we're also constantly asking ourselves if we're doing that, right? So, okay.
Mother was scared she would not love you. Have we prayed enough? Have we prayed enough? It's like starting all over again, knowing nothing from either side. But we took you home. Have we prayed enough? Have we prayed enough? So we've bumbled along with you. Have we learned enough? Have we learned enough? We grew up and you did too. Have we prayed enough? We'll be right back.
I will mention I had the best night of sleep I've had in a while last night. It was great.
Had a room to himself.
Oh.
That was pretty.
That was awesome.
I forget if, did we introduce ourselves?
I don't believe we did.
My name is Tim Shue. I live in Kittern, Ohio, and I've been a music teacher at Central Christian School for quite a while now. So it's fun to see how many students migrate down to EMU and end up staying down here. I think I saw 10 former students last night, so that was pretty special.
I'm Nate Gundy. I teach at the same school with Tim, Central Christian, mostly high school English and a bit of guitar. And I was on a leave last year with just solo parenting while my wife was working, and I'm back teaching this year, though.
I'm Kevin Himes. I also live in Kittern. I pastor Salem Mennonite Church there in Kittern. Emma was one of my parishioners for years. I did my best to put her on the path of the straight and narrow, but it's not my fault if she's causing trouble she's down here. She's so difficult. But what a blessing to see Emma this weekend. Good to see you.
My name's Toby Hazlett. I have to make sure I enunciate properly because people say they just kind of do the Rolodex thing, and nope, doesn't come up with anything. So I was telling someone today I'm kind of grafted into the community that I live in, so I'm a music instructor and I live in Charm, Ohio.
Kevin happens to be my pastor, and so once during his sermon, I thought, well, I'm going to try, could I possibly write a song, instead of taking notes, another method of staying awake. Sorry, Kevin. So he was preaching a sermon about the different aspects of communion service, and so I wrestled with some images and came up with this song. But part of the process we all know about communion is that you take one thing and through its kind of demise and destruction, it turns into something better. And none of us would ever want, ask for a struggle in our lives or pain, but it's going to happen. And normally, if we wrestle with it enough spiritually, it often can turn out for the better. And I think that's kind of the concept of this piece called Sickle to the Stone.
Something in a vine that always wants to run, to grab a hold of anything while they chase the sun. But the purpose of a vine is to focus on the fruit. It's what provides direction for a dark and dirty root. Hard just like a rock, that stubborn shriveled pebble on a dried up yellow stalk. But it swells with pride and nourishment, with water and with yeast, to become the food of ages, from the greatest to the least, from the sickle to the sack, from the sieve to the stone. The promise of the bread that works the farmer to the bone. From the planting to the pruning, to the picking, to the press. Bread and wine reminds us not what's good, but what is best, what is best. Yet the best of a design, be it bread, be it wine, takes the yeast of loss and tears for its joy to refine. From the sickle to the sack, from the sieve to the stone, it's the promise of the bread that works the farmer to the bone. From the planting to the pruning, from the picking to the press, bread and wine reminds us not what's good, but what is best, what is best.
Yeah, this is one of the first songs that we learned together. That's the first song that I wrote for the band. And yeah, it's simply called Sabbath Morn. It's a celebration of times past when men were sitting on one side of the sanctuary, women on the other. I was corrected. I don't know if there's anyone from this church or someone at the Sing Me High Festival. I don't know if we have, what, brothers left, sisters right. Anyway, someone told me, no, it's brothers right, sisters left. So I guess it depends on where you're sitting. If you're in the front or in the back. Yeah, is it stage right or stage left? So, but now we still haven't corrected that because it would mess up the poetry of the song. But anyway, this is called Sabbath Morn.
We were corrected twice then last night because I introduced John Klein as a Mennonite circuit preacher, and he's brethren. It's good we live far away. We can just get in the van and ride.
Van and go, man.
Drive home.
Quickly leave.
Who are we going to offend this morning?
A lot of people, if I don't get this tune.
Yeah.
House God adorned, let your praise abound with joyful celebration. Plows are still, horses hitched, may we now our souls enrich. Glad hearts spring from those who heed God's invitation. Christ in communion, fellowship of God's simple shared at the table, God prepared, souls and hunger sustained. Brothers left, sisters right, gather round, all hearts contrite. Virtue stems from acts of humble consecration. Christ in communion, fellowship of God's simple praise. Bounty shared at the table, God prepared, souls and hunger sustained. Blow the pitchpipe, sing a while, pump the organ bellows if that's your style. Sing out loud and sing it strong, we'll raise the roof together. God is three and God is one. Make a wild ruckus now, the victory's won. Shout through the fields till the day is done. This heartfelt jubilation. Though the hour's waning fast, work for the kingdom's never past. Meet the woeful's needs with fervent dedication. Christ in communion, fellowship of God's simple plain. Bounty shared at the table, God prepared, souls and hungers to stay.
So our next piece is also kind of a Mennonite history type of song. I wrote it after someone gave me a long poem that one of the seagoing cowboys had written. So these were men from usually landlocked states like Kansas and Ohio, and after World War II, rebuilding Europe, they found themselves on ships taking hundreds of horses, sheep, cattle, and even rabbits at times to places like Poland and Greece to help post-war Europe. And so I couldn't do all 16 verses of that poem, so I kind of made a fictitious character in my mind and wrote this piece called Cowboys at Sea. And oftentimes at concerts I'll ask, like, do you know, are there any of these men still here? Any? Do you know of some of these guys that have done that? Yeah. And usually a lot of hands go up when we know these people. So this is Cowboys at Sea.
Sailed to serve.
torn and in defeat. And it seemed like a perfect mix of seeing things and get my kicks. But I was not prepared for this in the year of 46, no. And it's cables, pulleys, and hooks. Forget the cars, the girls, the books. My only friends are the cooks and the others stare and look. But I'm going places few have been, and I'm scared to death, I can't pretend. But one thing I don't recommend is to throw up in the Baltic window. Ride, ride, cowboy ride, cross the sea to the other side. Leave those shiny spurs behind, you're only riding waves to that foreign land without a rope or gun in hand. Ride, ride, cowboy ride, and come back home again. Newport News, where we sailed from. Now they're scared and numb, so sad that they'd become. So we throw the dead ones overboard for sharks to eat as their reward. The live ones moan and lick their sores. The stench can't be ignored. Oh, ride, ride, cowboy ride. Cross the sea to the other side. Leave those shiny spurs behind. You're only riding waves to that foreign land without a rope or a gun in hand. Ride, ride, cowboy, ride, and come back home again. And golden rod. The whole trip seemed so odd that time I went abroad. For on that distant shore I saw things I could not ignore. The open wounds from that great war I'd never seen before. Oh, ride, ride, cowboy, ride. Cross the sea to the other side. Leave those shining spurs behind. You're only riding waves to that foreign land without a rope or a gun in hand. Ride, ride, cowboy, ride, and come back home again. Oh, ride, ride, cowboy, ride. Ride, ride, cowboy, ride, and come back home again.
They're tuning. I just want to say I appreciate so much the ministry of Jackson and the rest of the crew that helped him set up this morning, family members, I noticed, and all the folks that are doing the peripheral work and the water and everything. Hospitality is a gift, and running sound and setting up the tech is a bit of a challenge, and I really appreciate the work he's put into this and the rest of the crew that I haven't learned their names yet. Yes, thank you.
Still know me, or my brother too. hallelujah. And I'm not trying to fool ya, if I lay that burden down. It's time to make it real. No more sword, no more shield. It's time to put on my starry crown.
Thank you. The only reason we added that to the set was because I looked over at Kevin and he looked like he was falling asleep, so he's awake now.
Now he's awake.
But then again, I asked my aunt last night what songs she liked and what ones, you know. Actually, I didn't ask her what ones she didn't like. She just kind of offered the information. Well, the ones without the drums.
Oh, come on! Did she really say that?
Don't make me answer that. I gotta ride 6 hours with you home.
We could lock Kevin in the van if it needed.
Works.
Yeah.
Call me Treat.
Oh, okay. Call me Treat.
This one's a little more optimistically ominous. I just thought of that on the spot. Kind of like the weather. Ominous, but we know the sun's behind it, right? I just made that up too. Wow, I'm on a roll.
All right, here we go.
You're preaching on Sunday, buddy.
How do I get that to go away? How do I get that to go away?
I don't know. But please do.
I know, right?
Please do.
Can you do the band?
Well,
just swipe. Down. Yeah.
That's it, Nate.
Up. It still wouldn't go.
Up. Over.
Well, we got it there. We can see it.
No, let's get rid of that.
How does that...
What? Anybody know how to operate an iPad?
What is this?
We should have stuck with paper.
What a Luddite.
No.
Maybe just close it out.
Oh, I mean, it's...
It's there. What happened?
I don't know what it is.
The view thing?
Guys,
no.
It's there.
Okay. I give up.
But I can't scroll it.
Rises to a flood.
Thank you.
It won't go away. This random thing popped up that's like half the screen, just for fun.
That's why I memorize my music, boys.
Yeah. And he's humble, too.
It's nice to be a drummer and not have to know any lyrics.
Intricate rhythms here, all seared in the brain.
Are we in that one?
Hmm?
Are we in that one?
Oh, yeah. We're so good.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sorry.
So I'm a choir director, and every once in a while I'll come across a song that I think, that would work really well for this group. And so this one's a special song. Nate knew it first from Camp Friedenswald a long time ago. I guess he sang it annually probably up there.
Yeah.
It's one I saw on YouTube, and I just loved it. And 5 years ago when my mother died, all of our whole family sang this at our funeral. Even the little kids. It was such a beautiful moment. And again, it's one of these ideas of, wow, with great loss, with great love comes great pain, right? That's the price we pay for loving. So this song, it talks, the first half is the hurt, and then the second half is the reflection of all the good stuff that this person taught us. So this is Wanting Memories.
I am sitting here wanting memories to teach me to see the beauty in the world through my own eyes. I am sitting here wanting memories to teach me to see the beauty in the world through my own eyes. You used to rock me in the cradle of your arms. You said you'd hold me till the pains of life were gone. You said you'd comfort me in times like these, and now I need you, and now I need you. And you are gone. Yes, I am sitting here wanting memories to teach me to see the beauty in the world through my own eyes. Since you've gone and left me, there's been so little beauty, but I know I saw it clearly through your eyes. Now the world outside is such a cold and bitter place. Here inside I have few things that will console. And when I try to hear your voice above the storms of life, then I remember that I was told. Yes, I am sitting here wanting memories to teach me to see the beauty in the world through my own eyes. Yes, I am sitting here wanting memories to teach me to see the beauty in the world through my own eyes. I think on the things that made me feel so wonderful when I was young. I think on the things that made me laugh, made me dance, made me sing. I think on the things that made me grow into a being full of pride. I think on these things, for they are. Yes, I am sitting here wanting memories to teach me to see the beauty in the world through my own eyes. I thought that you were gone, but now I know you're with me.
please, a thank you, and a smile will take me far. I know that I am you, and you are me, and we are one. I know that who I am is numbered in each grain of sand. I know that I've been blessed again and over and again and again and again. Yes, I am sitting here.
Christmases or so, I like to make Kevin a new instrument, so this is what he got last year. Stick of Doom. So we have a MCC thrift store beside us, so that makes it really handy. So you get a suet feeder and a necklace, Kevin.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that. He brought this to me at church on a Wednesday night. I didn't know what the church people were going to think about that.
That's so weird.
It is.
Sometimes this song's a challenge because Kevin's bass drum is in the key of D and this song's in the key of E. So sometimes we end in like E flat. So cross your fingers.
My name,
I'm a
Lord, I'm
nearing the end. I'll say death can take my body, 'cause the Lord is my eternal friend.
We have one more selection for you today. Yesterday we sang a song about sending out an SOS, putting a bottle in a message in a bottle and throwing it out to sea and coming back and finding out that there's 100 million people that feel the same way you do. And it's kind of poignant to the idea that we're all getting through life the best we can. And the great thing that we have in our family is that we have an advocate. And in this world that we live in, we're never alone. We always have someone we can go to. So we want to share this last song with you as a reminder of that.
Never and ever, we are never.